It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 5th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 1.25% at $67,778. ETH is up slightly at $3,769. And Binance Coin is up 0.5% at $421. Well, those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Dogecoin up 15%, Shiba Inu up 62%. Well, MicroStrategy shares surged over 23% yesterday as Bitcoin continued its run. Right after the markets closed, the company proposed a $600 million private offering of convertible notes. The move is aimed at acquiring more Bitcoin and for general corporate purposes. Shares dropped $100 each after the announcement. CEO Michael Saylor confirmed the plan on Twitter. The company's Bitcoin holdings, now worth over $13 billion, continue to grow with 193,000 Bitcoins in its portfolio. Well, Binance will cut off support for Nigeria's fiat currency amid a regulatory clash. Starting March the 8th, Binance will automatically convert Naira balances to USDT and halt support for deposits and withdrawals. Spot trading pairs involving the Naira will be delisted and open orders will be closed. Binance Convert, Binance P2P, AutoInvest, and Binance Pay will also stop supporting the currency. This move comes amid reports of regulatory disputes between Binance and Nigerian authorities, including allegations of illegal transactions and investigations into the exchange's operations. Well, the market cap of Bitcoin had a new all-time high, reaching $1.303 trillion in U.S. dollar terms. This surpasses its previous peak in November of 2021. The recent price appreciation is largely attributed to the approval of spot exchange-traded funds in the U.S., which have attracted significant inflows. Bitcoin investment vehicles, including ETFs, now account for over 1 million Bitcoins, valued at approximately $67 billion. The majority of this amount, over 83%, is held by U.S. spot and futures Bitcoin ETFs. Amid the soaring price of Bitcoin, Coinbase is facing technical issues once again, and some users are seeing $0 balances on their accounts. The U.S.-based exchange assured customers that their funds are safe and that trading has not been affected. The glitch comes amid high trading activity in the crypto market. Last week, Coinbase experienced a similar problem due to heavy traffic, prompting CEO Brian Armstrong to address the issue. And finally, Cathie Wood's ARK Invest sold an additional $31 million worth of Coinbase shares yesterday. This follows a surge in Coinbase's stock price, which rose by 11% and marked its highest level in 2 years. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.